colour wheel. Dyeing a colour wheel is the same process as a double graduation, but instead of working one way along a line of containers, you'll be working along a section of the wheel, or around the corner if you prefer. We will also be using the fast track dye method or method 1. Prepare your workspace by laying down protective coverings and have all of your equipment handy. You will need 9 fat quarters of fabric that you have already prepared, as well as a spare piece of fabric to protect the surface you are using and to catch loose dry dye. A collection of jugs, jars, bottles or Ziploc plastic bags to dye the fabric in. A container with a lid and measures on the side to accurately measure the dye concentrate. Dye, we are using Procyon Yellow MX8G, Procyon Red MX8B and Procyon Turquoise MXG for this exercise. Measuring spoons or a scale to measure out 3 grams of dye, a dust mask, a jug with soda ash and one with hot water. Prepare to measure your dye by wetting the spare piece of fabric and laying it flat onto the surface you are using like a tablecloth. Use the piece from the exercise Dyeing a Graduation and you'll end up with an interesting piece of fabric. Wear your dust mask for this procedure and work in a well ventilated area. Using your scale and the yellow or the first colour, measure out 3 grams of dye. If you don't have a scale, refer to the conversion chart and measure out the appropriate amount of dye. Place this into the container that has a lid. Add a small amount of warm water. Put the lid on tightly and give it a shake. Your dye should dissolve easily. If it doesn't, you can add a spoonful of urea to complete the dissolution, or if the dye is in pellet form and not a powder form, a tiny drop of detergent will dissolve the oil base that is holding the dye in a pellet. Repeat this procedure with each of the colours that you plan on using the other containers with lids. Now that the dye is dissolved, you can remove your dust mask.